We didn't know much about pop music in those days. There weren't any radio stations, and there wasn't really any TV. So when the curtains went back and they started to play, none of us had any idea at all about the speed, the volume, the enthusiasm, and the general, well, also the fact they were all four of them singing. We weren't used to that either. Bands didn't all sing in those days.
We've got a photograph here that you've had taken, and you can see yourself in the fourth row.
Yes, that's right. And there's John standing there. And the first number they played was I Saw Her Standing There, which, because, of course, you know your Beatles tunes really well, you know it starts off with John Lennon saying, one, two, three, four, and that's him just doing that. And then just this noise came off the stage, and it was absolutely shattering. It was unexpected, and the amplifier, this picture doesn't show it, but the amplifiers were quite small. It was just the loudest noise you've ever heard, and the fastest.
For a group of boys who were going to this school, what was it like to see this band who came out, as you say, they were loud, they were rebellious?
Yes.
How different was that for you?
Well, the masters allowed music in here. In fact, I actually played in a band here, jazz. So they didn't mind a bit of soft New Orleans jazz. There was nothing about that that was going to upset anybody. And I don't think they realised quite what it was that they'd allowed to come down here. But given that Love Me Do had only just been released, no one had really knew what the Beatles were going to do.
And it wasn't just the boys that attended the school that came to this concert?
No, it was the masters who had daughters. They all turned up. And as they started to play, we heard Beatlemania for the first time. Nobody screamed in this hall. This is Stowe School's music hall, you know. One sat there in dignified silence and one applauded politely. These girls just went for it, and of course we now know that's what Beatlemania was. So I won't say Beatlemania started here, but it was the first time I ever heard it. But they arrived, you know, the Beatles arrived in just two cars. One car for them and one car for their equipment. They didn't even have a truck. It was just a Ford Zodiac, out of which came a few amplifiers and a fresh suit. And on they went, played, had a meal in the tuck shop, which they needed, and then went off to their next gig. Oh, yeah, I tell you, the tuck shop was hysterical. It was fish and chips, whatever it was. And they ate for 10. But they ate as if they were... I mean, I've never seen young men eating so much food. I don't think they were given very much food on the road.
And what kind of an impact did that performance have on Stowe School?
Well, I don't know about them. I wanted to instantly be a Beatle. I mean, obviously I did. But it was like, I suppose, something from a different planet arrived for a minute. And we paid them £100 for this hour show, which at the time seemed like the most money you've ever heard of in your life.
Walking into the hall again today, what has changed?
It looks a bit newer and fresher, but actually... you'd be surprised, the actual proscenium arch has still got the old loudspeakers in it that used to be there from the show. So those are still the same loudspeakers from 50 years ago. But it was not loud by nowadays standards, because we've all subsequently been to very loud shows. But at the time, we weren't used to that amount of noise.